Good morning, Drift Run Church. Good to be back out with everybody. Scott, I'll tell you, buddy, that's the best witness that anybody could have. I once was lost, and now I'm saved. You can't get it any better than that, brother. Absolutely. You go back and you talk to people that used to know you, and they see how you are now. I'm telling you, that is the best witness anybody could have. Can you say praise the Lord for that this morning? I'll tell you, that is so awesome. I love that. I love it because, you know, there's nothing like the change that God can make in somebody. Nothing. You can talk about all the stuff you want to talk about, but when Jesus Christ comes into your heart and he changes you, there's nothing can compare to that. Nothing. I know. I've lived it. I've felt it. I know the indwelling of it. I know what I'm talking about. Like I said, that old guy that did that testimony years ago, and he said this: no change, no Jesus. No change, no Jesus. Let that sink in. I'm telling you, whenever Jesus comes into your heart, there is a change. It starts from the inside and it comes out, but there is a change. I've been thinking here recently, we have Easter coming up, then we have revival. And I said, Lord, I've been praying about this. I said, Lord, I want to, give me something for all this that encompasses all this. And I got to praying about it, and the Lord showed me something. I got one little verse of scripture I'm going to read here. It's over in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. You can turn there. I'll have you stand here in a minute. But when I got to this scripture, and he just impressed upon me, there's three words right there in this scripture. These three words mentioned in the Bible that I believe every Christian should know and have exhibited within their lives. It really should be. And I call them, in a way, I call them, Lord has impressed upon me to call them the three greatest words. The three greatest words. And the three greatest words that I'm going to read to you and talk about here in a little bit have the power to change your life. They have the power to change a marriage around. They have the power to change your attitude. They have the power to overcome fear. Absolutely. The three greatest words have the power to crush the spirit of defeat and of depression in your life. Lynn, I'm glad you come up here this morning to pray for that, for anxiety, for whatever's upon a person's life, because there's so much of that going on in this world today. But these words have the power to crush it. They have it. The three greatest words have the power to bring revival, not only to this church, but they have the power to bring revival to this nation. They really do. And we all know this nation needs revived. We know it does. Brothers and sisters, I know I need revived. And I know you need revived. But brother, revival starts at the house of God. It has to start with us. This is very familiar to anyone that's been in church for any number of years, these words. And God has impressed it upon me to go over them, maybe the next few weeks. I'm going to start today with one of the words. And then I'm going to, if the Lord allows, I'll go into the rest of it. If not, we'll go into something different next week. But that's just the way I feel about it right now. And hopefully, like me, you'll get a better understanding of what this means. Now, let's stand this morning. We'll be in 1 Corinthians 13:13. I want to read the scripture to you. Very familiar scripture, and it says this: and now abideth faith, hope, and charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Now understand this before I get into it. Now abideth. They're here for us right now. They're living, they should be an example in every one of us. Now abideth faith, hope, and charity. That's the three greatest words I want to talk about. And brothers, I'm going to tell you, those three words right there, if you let them sink into your life, every one of them, they will change you. They'll make a difference in your life. Let us pray. Father, Heavenly Father, in the authority of Jesus' name, we come before your throne this morning asking that you would anoint me to preach your word, anoint those that are here this morning to hear your word. Anoint us to fight the good fight of faith, Lord. Anoint us to be overcomers, that you tell us that we can be. And we ask all this in the holy and precious name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. The first word that I want to concentrate on to you with every one of you here this morning is the word faith. And I want to concentrate on that because, folks, I'm here to tell you this morning that every Christian has been given a measure of faith on the moment that you were saved. And can I tell you this morning that with that faith, I'm going to tell you right now, you can overcome with that faith right there. But anyway, faith can produce victory in your life. It can. Faith can produce joy, and that joy can be unspeakable. The Bible tells us that this morning. Faith can produce a confidence, not in ourselves, but in the God that we serve. I have nothing that I can put confidence in myself about. There's nobody in here, and I'm going to be fair to say this, there's nobody in here that can have confidence in their own self to do what needs to be done, the right thing that needs to be done, time after time. My faith is only in God and God above. Faith is the victory that can overcome this world. That's what it tells us. Faith is what can give you the victory in your personal life. I don't know where you're at this morning. I don't know what's going on in your life. But I'm here to tell you this morning that faith can give you victory in that life and can give you victory over what you're facing. The Bible tells us that living by faith is the only way that you can please God. Can I have an amen? Amen. Hebrews 11:6 tells us this. But without faith, now listen to this, it is impossible to please Him. Not me. I'm not him. It's impossible to please God without it. I don't know what you think about faith here this morning, where you are in your faith, but if you're wanting to please the God that I serve and the God that you serve, you better have faith in your life. You better have faith in your life. Because without it, you're not going to please Him. You cannot please Him. It says, but without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe. You must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Can I ask you something this morning before I go on? And this is between you and the God, your God that you serve. Do you diligently seek to serve him? Do you diligently seek? I'm not talking about just a passive seeking. I'm talking about a diligently seek. Because if you want to please Him, you're going to have faith. You're going to have to diligently seek Him. The Bible tells us that. Going to God without faith. And I wrote this down. God put this upon my heart. I hope this don't sound too corny to you. But going to God without faith is like going to the store without money. You're going to leave there with nothing. Amen? Amen. Faith can give you peace about your future. Amen. When you have faith and you serve and you walk in faith and you live in faith, Alita, we have an assurance of our future. Amen. If you're one of those types that just are like the waves of the wind and go here and forth and back and forth, I'm telling you, you have no assurance today. Can I have amen? You don't. But praise God, I've got an assurance that you know, if I abide in Christ, I'm going to heaven one of these days. My future's sure. How about yours this morning? I hope and pray that you understand that. Without faith, we can't do that. Folks, faith can calm the insecurities that can bombard us on a daily basis. Faith can do that. Absolutely. Folks, if you look around today and you see the turmoil, the division, and all the hate that's going on around us, it would be easy, just like Peter. And I said this last week, there's Peter going walking out in the water, Lord, let me come to you. And if you look around and you see all the chaos going on, it would be easy to get your eyes off and get it focused on the waves coming up around you, and you could start sinking. But praise God, Peter had enough sense about him, Jamie, to reach out his hand and grab a hold of Jesus. By faith, he knew if I could just get a hold of his hand, it was going to be all right. Faith tells me I can get a hold of his hand, Helen. That's what it tells me. Faith tells me that I can get a hold of that hand. And guess what? When I reach out, Michelle, his hand's going to reach back down. Amen? It could do that. Folks, it would be easy to think that there's no hope. My Bible tells me there is hope. It would be easy to think that. Faith allows us to reach out knowing that Jesus is there to reach back. Faith allows us to have hope when everything else seems hopeless around us and in our life. That's what faith does. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. You know this scripture. That ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. Brothers, if the Lord would take me out of this life today, I have a hope. They could put me in a grave. They could burn me and put me my ashes in a urn. But praise God, one of these days, my Bible tells me that if he comes back to get his church, I'm going to be with him. Faith can give us the victory over every form of fear that can enslave us. Faith can do that. Faith can give you victory over your past. You see, the devil will keep bringing up your past to you. Anybody in here ever had their past brought up to you by the devil? I'll be honest with you. He brings mine up once in a while. Brings it up to me, whispers in my ear. But you know what Hebrews 7:25 tells me? Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost. You see, whenever he saved me, he went to the extreme of saving me because I had faith to believe that if I stepped out and went to that altar that night, that praise God, he was going to be there to meet me. I'm telling you here this morning, listen to me. He saved me to the uttermost. What that means, he saved me to the extreme. Praise his God, he saved me to the extreme. If God did that, can I challenge you to something here this morning? Can I challenge you to this morning? To do what God's Word tells us to do and do it by faith. You know what it tells us in Philippians 1 or 3, 13 and 14? When the devil brings up your past, it says this, brethren, I count not myself to apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things that which are behind. I challenge you by faith this morning. When the devil is whispering in your ears about your past, tell him, you know what? No, I'm going back to Philippians, and I'm going to believe, and I'm going to forget the things that are in the past. But praise God, because whenever Jesus Christ died on that cross, and whenever I got saved, the blood covered him. It covered him. The blood covered him. Now, I may stumble and fall now, and I may have to go back again, Jamie. But brothers, those sins that are in the past, they're in the past. They're not there no more. I don't worry about them more. I don't wake up in the middle of the night thinking, oh my, what did I do in the past? And if the devil does, I say, look, I've got to take his nose and I rub it in it. I've been saved by the blood of Jesus. Say with me this word this morning. Forgetting. Everybody say it. Forgetting. Forgetting. Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is... God doesn't, he throws them into that sea of forgetfulness. They're out there, they're no longer to be remembered because what? They've been covered by the blood. Faith can allow us to do that. Every promise in the Bible, now I want you to get this. I looked this up and I've been trying to figure this up. I went out to different commentaries. They say there's anywhere from 3,000 to 30,000 promises in the Bible. Now, this is different commentaries. This is different people saying it. I don't know, but I can tell you this. I don't know how many promises there are for sure, but I'm going to tell you them. Not one of them will work without faith. I don't care if it's 3,000. I don't care if it's 30,000. Not a one of them will work in your life if you do not have faith working in your life. Romans 1:17 says this, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, What? The just shall live by faith. If you're saved here this morning, you're just. And you need to be living by faith. Amen? Say it with me. Say this with me. I'm going to do this a lot today in the rest of this sermon. The just shall live by faith. Say it. The just shall live by faith. That's what he wants us to do. We are faith-walking people. That's what we should be. We should be faith-walking people. We shouldn't be with our heads down and everything. We should be faith-walking people. Faith is not believing God can do it. Now I want you to understand this. Faith is not believing God can do it. Faith is believing God will do it. Amen? It's believing God will do it. That's what faith is. Faith for a believer kicks in before you know how the situation will ever turn out. That's faith. Listen, when you know how something is going to turn out because you have a control over it, that's not faith. Amen? You get a diagnosis, a bad diagnosis at the doctor. You don't know how it's going to turn out. You turn it over to God. That's starting out in faith. Brother and sister, if you go and you got a financial situation in your life, but you know you have the money to take care of it, and you say you can take care of it, that's not walking by faith, is it, Patty? That's walking by what you know that you can take care of. Brother and sister, listen, we walk by faith whenever we know. We don't know how the situation is going to turn out. Hebrews 11:1, part of the great faith chapter. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In other words, you know how that's translated out? Faith is about having confidence and assurance that God can take care of the situation. That's what it's saying right there. Say those two words with me. I know I'm going to say this the rest of this. A confidence and assurance. Say them. Confidence and assurance. Why? Because we serve a God that can give us plenty of both. Amen? 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we walk by what? Faith. Not by sight. Not by sight. Listen. Listen. Again, you go to the doctor. The doctor gives you a bad report. Brothers and sisters, what's the first thing that goes through our mind? The devil put fear in there. Oh my, uncertainty in there. Brothers and sisters, we don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. We walk by faith. That's what we walk by. We say, amen. Lord will, but I'm going to walk by faith. I'm walking by faith. I'm going to let him be the one that I'm going to walk with. I'm not going to walk by the sight. I'm not going to walk by what the devil tries to tell me. Faith will allow the believer to take scriptures like Luke 1:37. For with God, nothing is impossible. Can I tell you something in that scripture? Put an H in front of the I. Because with him, everything is him possible. Amen? Amen? Everything with him is him possible. Brother, sister, in my own way and in my own mind, there's nothing possible. Not a thing. But praise God, I can tell you this morning, isn't that right, honey? With him, everything is possible. Amen. Everything. I'm telling you this morning, we serve a God that wants us to walk by faith, not sight. Repeat with me these words. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Say it and mean it. With God, nothing shall be impossible. Now, does that say that some things? It says nothing shall be impossible. Nothing shall be impossible with the God and for the God that we serve. Nothing. Not only read it, but can I tell you something this morning? Truly believe his words. Believe them. That's when you start walking out of the natural and you start walking in the supernatural. Amen? We got a God that deals in the supernatural. We have a God that deals, I'm going to say it again, in the supernatural. That's the God. You know why? Because we walk in the natural, don't we, Ken? That's where we walk. God doesn't have to walk in that natural. Praise God, we may have to, but He wants us to walk in the supernatural. He wants us to have that faith to believe. That's what He wants. Praise His name this morning. Once you start walking by faith, talking by faith, this is important. They mentioned that this morning. Our words have meaning. Our words have meaning. Devil, you may be whispering in my ear, but listen to me this morning. I'm going to talk faith words this morning. That's what I'm talking. I'm talking, God, I'm going to believe that You can. I believe that You can, God. I believe that You will, God. By faith, talking. Then you'll start living in faith. Your life will never be the same. Nothing is impossible for God. He can save the unsavable. Is there people in your life that you think would never, ever enter a church or ever be saved? There's some in my family. And it's easy for me to look around and say, you know what? You know what? There's no hope for them. But I'm here to tell you this morning, as long as there's breath, there is hope. Have faith that God can save to the uttermost. I believe, Patty, that once I'm even gone, my prayers are still there. Amen? By faith, I believe that. And I believe by faith that I can still see things happen. Amen? That I can still see lives changed. Scott, I am sure that one day there were people that were saying, man, that boy will never, ever don a church. Am I right? There are people that believe in nothing. But praise God this morning. Listen, he sits here this morning, saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. By faith. Amen. Somebody prayed for that old boy. Folks, by faith, we've got to pray. Listen to me. We've got to believe. Nothing, for whosoever will. He saved a murderer named Paul. Did he not? He saved a woman who was possessed with 7 demons, Mary Magdalene. He saved a thief that was hanging on the cross beside him. Praise God. Listen to me. I don't know your life, but I dare to say most of you are never as bad as any of them. But can I tell you something? If you're sitting here lost this morning, you're going to the same devil's hell that they would have went to if they hadn't repented. Folks, by faith, whosoever will, he will save to the uttermost. Absolutely. No one is beyond the saving grace of God. Amen? No one. He can heal the unhealable. Yes, he can. Now, by faith in his words, Proverbs 3:8, it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. It is God's word. God's word shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Psalms 43:5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance. Praise his name. We don't have to walk around being depressed and down and feel like our bodies are not worth anything. But the God that I serve is able to do above and beyond anything. You facing financial challenges this morning? Can I tell you this? He fed 10,000 people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. You said, well, I thought it was just 5,000. It said plus women and children. Folks, I think we short the miracle sometimes. Yeah, the Bible says he fed 5,000 men plus women and children. You think he can't help us? If you got a financial situation that's not your fault here this morning and something's going on and the devil is attacking you, do you not think that my God that owns the cattle on 1,000 hills cannot take care of things? Absolutely. By faith, believe this morning. Believe he can do the impossible in your lives. Let me give you one of God's promises. Let me give it to you this morning that we can receive only by faith. Psalms 84:11 says this, For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will be withheld from them that walk uprightly. That is a promise from God. But brothers and sisters, we have to grab it by faith. We have to believe what he's saying. No good thing. Listen, when it says walk uprightly, it means diligently seek Him. That's what it means. Romans 1:17, say it with me again. The just shall live by faith. Say it. The just shall live by faith. I want you to get these words into your heart and into your mouth. The just shall live by faith. That's what it is. We don't live by any other thing. We have to live by faith. In the natural, you'll hear people say this. Seeing is believing. I've said it before. But you know what? That's not by walking by faith. That's not what walking by faith. Because we do not walk in the natural. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in who? Us. You get that? He's do abundantly and above, according to the power that is in what? In you. Let that sink in for a little bit. Let that sink into your mind a little bit. I'm telling you right now, I don't have very much power within me sometimes, because sometimes I think that I can't get nothing done. But praise God, it says according to the power that is in us. What power is that? Is the Holy Spirit indwelling you? Is the Holy Spirit indwelling your life? That's what He's talking about. Because we do not walk. Listen, say, He is able. Say that. Now to Him that He is able. And He is. Mark 9:23. And Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, what's it say? All things are possible to him that believeth. He didn't say some. He said all things are possible to him that believeth. Can I ask you something this morning? Now, I'm not a name it and claim it preacher. Don't sit back here and think that I'm saying that. But brothers and sisters, if you don't have faith when you go into a situation, you might as well just sit down and forget about it. Am I right, Alita? Amen. Sit down and forget about it. You better believe He's able to do all things. He's able to change the unsavable. He's able to heal the diseases that sometimes that people think are unhealable. He's able to do the things that His Bible says He's able to do. His promises say that are able to do. But we got to start out and walk in faith. Amen. We've got to walk in faith believing. He's able to do all things. All things. Listen, again, say it with me. I want you to say, all things are possible. All things are possible. Absolutely. Faith is not a matter of do you believe. The question is, do you believe and in whom do you believe? Amen? Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. Right? Don't put your faith in any other person, place, or thing. My Bible tells me, do you have faith in God this morning? Because you know what? I can put my faith in the one that I know I can get the answers from. Psalms 27 says this, some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Amen? Amen? Have faith in God and God alone. Faith is not an emotion or a feeling. It is a substance. It is real. Faith can be seen. Did you know that? Well, listen, Matthew 9:2, and behold, they brought to Him a man sick of palsy, laying on a bed, and Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of palsy, son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven of thee. We will not fool God. He can see if you're walking by faith or if you're walking by sight this morning. We're not fool God. We don't do that. He knows where you're at. He knows how you're walking this morning. I'm not going to stand up here and because I don't know your hearts. And I don't want to, and I say this a lot, I don't want to know your hearts because God knows it. But brother said, we've got to walk by faith. We have to walk by. Listen, we will not, worry is like a, and I say that worry is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but it gets you nowhere. Right? Man, and I'm one of you. I'm not standing up here trying to put anybody down because I worry. I've worried a good bit in my life as well. And that's the true saying. It's just like a rocking chair. I could rock all I want, and I won't go nowhere. But praise God, you know what? That's what it's like. Like, faith is a growing thing. It is a growing thing. Romans 10, 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by what? The word of God. Do you know the Greek word for cometh? It's progressive, continuous word that means to increase. So then faith increases by the hearing of the word of God. That's how faith will increase. You can come here and hear me. That's fine. And I'm glad you do. You come here, Jamie, and you come here, Ken, or whoever other preachers. But brother, you need more than just that. Can I say that to you this morning? You want your faith to grow, you need to get your noses in your Bible, and you need to get a blister on the end of your nose because of it. Amen? You want your faith to increase? You need to dig into God's Word and see what God's Word says. That's what it says. That's what it means. Faith is a mindset. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Our minds can be corrupted by whatever we put into our minds. The old saying, junk in, junk out. Amen? Listen, as Christians, sometimes we're just as guilty as anybody else. Don't you dare tell me what I can listen to. Don't you dare tell me what I can read. Don't you dare tell me what I can read. Okay, I'm not going to tell you that, but if you want your faith to increase, it's got to be more than something else here in the world. It's got to be something more. The Bible says by the word of God's how our faith increases. Listen, faith is a mindset. Our minds can be corrupted. Absolutely. That's why it says, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Say it with me. And be not conformed to this world. And be not conformed to this world. Let that sink in. You know what? That'll make a good refrigerator scripture for you. And be not conformed to this world. Our faith can be affected by what we consume in our minds. 1 John 2:15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. That's pretty plain. That ain't Dave Long up here saying, well, spouting off what I think. That's God's word, right? Romans 12:3. For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than ye ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. The measure of faith. And I said earlier, every born-again believer has a measure of faith in them. And with that faith, you can be an overcomer. Because as you hear and believe God's word, your faith will increase. Right? Didn't the apostles ask one time, increase our faith? Man, we need to be on our knees all the time, do we not? Lord, increase our faith. But now, can I tell you something? Can I tell you this? If you're going to ask God to increase your faith, you better be prepared to step up and do some other things. You better be prepared. You better be prepared. Because if you want your faith increased, He may put some stuff on you to where you're going to find out what kind of faith you do have. Listen, increase our faith. What God might entail will be between you and God. When it comes to blessings, God said to put him to the test. Did he not? Malachi 3:10. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord God of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. I want to ask you something this morning. Put God to the test and tell me how it works out for you. Put God to the test. He said to do that. Put him to the test. Say, prove me now. Say it. Prove me now. God, if you say, God, I'm going to put you to the test. I'm going to tell you what. You may fail him. He's never going to fail you. Put him to the test. Put him to the test and see what he does for you. Absolutely. In the Gospel of Mark, Jesus said this. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. Remember that. have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but have belief that these things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Let me tell you what I believe the mountain is. The mountain to me means any point of conflict, any resistance, any obstacle that keeps you from doing God's will. That's what I think that mountain represents. This scripture isn't for the selfish. This isn't for selfish reasons. Remember, Paul had a thorn in the flesh. And he'd asked God a number of times to remove it. God didn't remove it. But I'm telling you, he said, my grace is sufficient. Paul went on to preach the gospel. I'm telling you here this morning, if there's mountains in your life and they're keeping you and hindering you from serving God, God will remove the mountain. But you've got to ask in faith believing. You've got to ask in faith believing. And if he doesn't remove the mountain, he's going to make you a very good mountain climber, Michelle. Am I right? You'll be a mountain climber. You'll be able to get over them. You'll be able to get around it. Praise God this morning. By faith. That's faith. That's one of those three words. They say that abideth. And I'm going to tell you what they're going to abide till Jesus comes back to get his church. Faith, hope, and love. Faith, hope, and love. Every Christian's got to have those three. We've got to have them. If you don't have them, I'm going to tell you, you need to come to an altar somewhere. You got to come to an altar somewhere. Well, you got to believe. You got to have faith. You got to have hope. And you got to have love in your heart. Listen, if there are times, listen, that's why Jesus said the very first thing is to have faith in God. That's hard scripture. Anybody else disagree with me in here? He's saying, brother, if you ask that mountain to be pushed, and he was talking about a literal mountain back then. If you want that mountain to be cast into the sea, he said it could be done. And I believe with God, with Jesus, it could have been done. One last thing before I quit here. Faith is the foundation to which every Christian can have access to all the promises that are in this Bible. How important is faith in an individual's life? Romans 14:23. He that doubteth is damned, if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is what? Is sin. Now we know what he's talking about there, but it applies to a lot of other different things in our life. He was talking about that meat offered to idols back then. And he was talking to him about it. But listen to me. Anything that is not of faith is sin. He wants us to be faith-walking people. You say, well, Dave, I've had people in my life that I've prayed for and they've died. I've had this and I've had this to happen and God never answered. Can I tell you something here this morning? And just understand this. I understand exactly what you're saying. But if you don't start out walking by faith, you ain't going to have no hope of seeing anything happen anyway. You're not. Yeah, somebody died that was in your family, and you prayed for them. You prayed for them by faith. Brother said there was a perfect healing right there. Am I right?
Yes.
God took them to heaven. There's a perfect healing right there. Amen? But sometimes, brothers and sisters, God heals on this side of eternity. He does. And brothers and sisters, for that to happen, you better have the faith in your life. You better believe that God can do the impossible. Amen. Does that get a song?